Let me share something from my recent Success magazine article about organizational reconstruction. In the aftermath of collective crisis experiences, when traditional business structures have been challenged or dismantled, leaders are discovering that rebuilding isn't about recreating what was lost. Instead, organizations are developing systems that both honor efficiency and humanity, structures that support sustainable performance, and frameworks that anticipate future disruption. In a business landscape where transformation has become the constant, the reconstruction phase of trauma recovery is about intentional rebuilding by creating systems that flex rather than break, by building trust through transparent leadership, and by developing structures that support collective resilience. This isn't just about new organizational charts or updated procedures. It's about constructing something stronger, more adaptable, and more human than before. During the reconstruction phase, you're faced with unique challenges as you rebuild both personal and professional foundations. This is where identity shifts become apparent. Old ways of operating no longer fit. Your leadership style evolves, your professional relationships transforms, and your previous goals may need redefinition. Your decision-making requires new frameworks. For example, past strategies may no longer apply, risk assessment changes, your priorities shift, and your values either clarify or change. Team dynamic can also undergo transformation. For example, roles may need restructuring. Trust within the team may require conscious rebuilding. Team communication patterns evolve. Business models often require adjustment as well. For example, previous systems may need redesign, new opportunities may emerge, boundaries may need to be reset. The key challenge in this phase is that you're simultaneously rebuilding external structures while internal transformation continues. Remember, reconstruction isn't about recreating what was lost. It's about intentionally building something new that incorporates the wisdom gained through crisis. This is a natural part of post-crisis growth as you integrate new understandings into sustainable structures. The reconstruction phase holds three transformative truths that directly address what's keeping you up at night and impacting your profit and loss. These insights come from extensive work with leaders who've turned their crisis experience into extraordinary competitive advantage. The first transformative truth is that crisis transforms into capability through resilient reconstruction. When you reconstruct resiliently, you're not just recovering, you're building anti-fragile leadership capacity. Think about it like strength training. The resistance creates unshakable confidence. The challenge builds decision-making speed, and the pressure forms executive presence that commands rooms. Your crisis experience isn't just something to survive. It's actively building the leadership capability that separates you from the competitors who crumble under pressure. Can you all feel the truth of that? Your crisis isn't just something to survive. It separates you from competitors. It builds your capacity and capability as a leader. And when you get the truth of that, everything becomes possible for you. The second transformative truth is that empowered reconstruction accelerates transformation through intentional practice. This is where you reclaim your power as a leader. Response reconstruction happens through deliberate, empowered choices, not passive waiting. What does this mean for your business? It means that every decision becomes a strength-building opportunity. Each challenge rewires your leadership patterns for greater effectiveness. An intentional practice creates the clarity that attracts the investors, retains the talent, and captures opportunities. You're not waiting to heal, you're actively rebuilding into a more powerful version of your leadership. The third and final transformative truth is that vulnerable reconstruction creates authentic authority. Here's the controversial truth. Leaders who reconstruct with strategic vulnerability become unstoppable. When you lead through reconstruction with authentic vulnerability, your team trusts you more deeply, Your stakeholders respect your transparency. Your decision-making under pressure becomes your signature strength, not your struggle. The reconstruction phase is the third of the four phases of resilient leadership and trauma recovery. The model of the four phases comes from my teaching on trauma recovery. The four phases are rescue, recovery, reconstruction, and evolution. There are three other videos available on the other three phases of trauma recovery.